Chapter 32. Nath lay in bed. The sheets and pillows were soft. Every bit of his body was sore. It had been almost a week since he battled Kryzak in the arena. A long week. With a groan, he sat up on the bed's edge and stretched his long, sinewy scaled limbs. He said, wincing. Whatever spell Kryzak had cast, it was a powerful one. Fighting dragons had been less trouble. The war cleric had almost beaten him to death. Nath could still feel the blows thundering into him. He stood up, rubbing his neck, cracking it from side to side, and then checked his hair in the body-length mirror.
He never should have gotten mud in my hair,
he said, smiling a bit. His lips were cracked and his cheeks were bruised and swollen. He eyed himself toe to head.
I'm still the finest looking dragon in this town.
He took a seat at the edge of the bed and rested his chin on his fist.
What is she doing to me?
Now, after the fight, the bewitching woman had few words to say to him.
I'm disappointed,
was all she had said. It threw him. He spent days wondering what she meant by that, but still angry, he didn't want to speak. Selene had guile. And he had trouble being able to tell whether she set up the entire incident with Kryzak or not.
It's best to assume she did,
he thought.
Evil lies always.
In the meantime, he rested. Despite the lumps, he felt better than ever. The splinter was gone, and he had a nasty knockdown, drag-out fight behind him. It had roused him. He squeezed his paws into fists. Something had broken loose inside him. He felt like he could take 10 dragons. He lay back on the bed with his paws behind his head and wondered how his friends were doing. He lurched up, his thoughts racing to Sasha, and rushed over to the door. He stopped short, cleared his throat, and said,
"Come in."
He grabbed the handle, pulled the door open, and said,
"I said come in. Oh."
It was Selene.
You're supposed to open the door for a lady.
He shut it in her face and walked away. She opened the door, walked in, and closed it behind her.
Funny,
she said.
For a child. Are you still a child, Nath?
No,
he said. But when he was around her, he felt like one.
What do you want?
Exotic and mysterious. She eased her way into his room and took a place on the long sofa. Her robes were white, inlaid with a gold pattern sewn with satin. She made herself comfortable and said,
Sit.
I've been sitting all day for several days,
he answered, pacing.
And I prefer standing when you're around.
Is that so?
She rubbed her hands on her knees.
Why don't we take a walk, then?
The last time we took a walk, I almost died.
She laughed and shook her head.
Such a shame.
What is?
Your confidence, Nath. It's weak.
He pulled his shoulders back.
It doesn't seem weak to me or to anyone else.
Well, you are the one who is scared to take a walk with me. Not me with you.
She said, rising.
Perhaps it's for the better. You probably couldn't protect me from muggers.
I'm sure you'll do just fine on your own.
She walked up and stood toe to toe with him, staring deep into his eyes.
I will teach you things. I will teach you how to deal with powers like Kryzak had.
You probably taught him,
he said. His mind told him to pull away, but his body was drawn to her. She brushed against his chest.
You are a creature of magic, Nath. You must learn to use it.
Her tail stroked his hair over his ear.
I don't know why your father never showed you, but I will show you what I can.
She smelled so good and sounded so convincing.
Why not? The more she shows me, the more I learn about her.